A few years ago, on a Friday, a young man approached me. He said, I would like to have some time to talk with you tomorrow, Father. I responded, well, tomorrow is very, very busy. Is it possible we could talk now? He thought for a moment, summoned his courage, and said, I need to talk to you with my girlfriend, my parents, and her parents. I knew at that moment what the conversation would be, and we set up a time to meet the next day. The young woman, the girlfriend of the young man, was pregnant. As the seven of us sat around a table, I asked if she was getting the medical care that she needed. I asked if she was getting the educational support from her high school that she needed. I asked them both if there was anything that they needed. And I told them about a few local and regional organizations that assist with various needs for couples and women with unexpected pregnancies. And then I told them that I was proud of them for choosing to come and talk to me. These two young people, this young couple in crisis, knew that their church would be a place of assistance, acceptance, advice, and support. A little less than a year later, I baptized their baby. That young couple, when faced with an unexpected pregnancy, made some good decisions. And I do not know if any friends, family, teachers, commercials, politicians, or social media influencers suggested that they should consider abortion. I did not get that impression from them. But there are voices. There are voices. Even now there are voices. Praise God, expanding legal protection for the child in the womb now exists. There are still voices that will still assist, accept, advise, and support abortion. There are voices that will try to constantly promote as a good option something that can only be destructive, damaging, and evil. Those voices will continue. But we want to provide another voice. We want to provide another option. Paul calls us to serve one another through love. Christ calls us to serve one another through love. Therefore, the whole church and our parish must be a place of assistance, acceptance, advice, and support. If the authenticity of our commitment to life and to our Eucharistic Lord is to be proven true, we are not a center of political power. But we can be, and we must be, a center of gospel power and Eucharistic power. Consecrated, nourished, and sent by the Lord, we will serve one another through love. We will be individuals and we will be a community that offers assistance, acceptance, advice, and support. For Lourdes has always been a place of healing, a place of mercy, and a place of welcome for those who are in crisis and those who are in pain. The parish of Our Lady of Lourdes can seek to be nothing less. We will be individuals, and we will be a community that offers assistance, acceptance, advice, and support. And now the Lord Jesus, our High Priest and the Lord of life, invites us to his table. Here he accepts us and supports us, so that in his name, by his power, and with the love flowing from his sacred heart, we can offer to everyone in crisis assistance, acceptance, advice, and support. Amen.